Hey, it's Andre Gardner with your Beatles Minute for the week of September 21st. Well, we got word, of course, about the Beatles Get Back film, and now an accompanying book has been announced. The Beatles Get Back by the Beatles, their first book in almost 20 years, is a comprehensive look at the January 1969 sessions, first at Twickenham and then at Apple Studios. The material, in the Beatles' own words, like the anthology, is drawn from over 120 hours of transcribed conversations from those studio sessions. There'll be a foreword written by Peter Jackson, who is directing the accompanying film, and an introduction by Guardian writer Hanif Qureshi. So we'll have the movie, we'll have the book. Now all we're waiting for is the album. And in advance of the upcoming release of John Lennon's Gimme Some Truth, The Ultimate Mixes, his estate has released an upgraded version of the promo film for Mind Games. That, of course, is accompanied by a remixed version of the song, which appears on the set. But the video, which has been upgraded to HD, was shot in November 1974 and shows John spending an autumn day in Central Park in New York. You see the Nuremberg Band Shell, Tiffany, Central Park Zoo, and even strolls through what later would become Strawberry Fields, signing autographs for fans. You can check it out on John's YouTube channel. That's your Beatles Minute for the week of September 21st. I'm Andre Gardner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.